Yes, he came in with the sheriff.
We're 8:31 on the clock, so we will call the Board of Equalization meeting to order.
Oh, wait, we can't. Patty is in here.
We can start it without her.
Sure we can.
No, we can still have the meeting without her. It'd be nice to have her.
She has to be here for equalization.
She don't have to be here.
Patty on
the Annette could. Oh. Yeah. Or nobody could. Yeah. Still while the Board of Equalization.
Yeah.
No, we can have the meeting without her.
We can have the meeting without her.
Yes.
There she is.
But she's finally here.
Finally?
8:30 and 30 seconds.
At 8:32 now on the clock, we will call. Are we still on? We will call to order the Board of Equalization meeting for Wednesday, January 18th at 8:32 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation: Jurgens Hill, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann, and Bauman will be gone all day. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Oh, I skipped. Thank you, Denny. I skipped two lines there. We have a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Hill. Vote. Tiemann. Yeah,
Tiemann votes vote. Yes.
He's not here.
He's here, but.
No, Tiemann's not here.
Who messed with my thing?
6-0 in favor.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann, to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Now, comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. We had so much to read down here later, I was trying to skip ahead and get this over. Yeah. And you wouldn't even let us start it on time. We had to wait for Patty.
But, no. Wait for Patty.
I'll entertain a motion to open a public hearing for discussion and approval or disapproval for discussion on tax-exempt vehicles owned by nonprofit organizations.
I would move to open the public hearing to approve or disapprove tax exemptions on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann at 8:34 on the clock. Vote. 6-0 in favor.
Okay.
Do we have anybody here that like to comment on any of these? We'll read these off here in a minute, these companies that have requested tax exemption.
Yeah, those are Lori, pretty much with Lori.
These have all come from...
Yeah, my churches will be coming next.
And help out here. They actually had to apply for this every year. Okay. Because if they don't send in a request, at least now they won't be approved. They may be later in the year. Okay. But we'll read off the entities here: Beatrice Cemetery Association, Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center, Inc., Beatrice Good Samaritan Society, Beatrice Humane Society, the Bible Baptist Church, the Blue Valley Behavioral Health Center, the Boy Scout Troop Number 221, Centenary United Methodist Church, Christ Community Church, Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church, First Assembly of God Church, Goldcrest Retirement Center, Holy Cross Lutheran Church, Mosaic, PEO Home, Prison Fellowship Ministries, River of Life Church, The Salvation Army, St. John's Lutheran Church, St. Joseph Catholic Church, St. Mary's Church, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Star Church Incorporated, Teen Challenge of the Midlands, Wymore Church of Christ, and the Wymore Good Samaritan Center. And this is the current list that we have that when we come out of the public hearing, we will be voting on. There's a list here that the total exemptions for 2016 amount to $11,447. Anything else for the public hearing? If not, I entertain a motion to close the public hearing at 8:36 on the clock.
I would move.
Second.
Motion by Beyer, second by Thiemann. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Now we need a motion to approve those qualifying tax exemptions.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Beyer, second by Thiemann to approve the tax exemptions for the vehicles owned by those qualifying nonprofit organizations. Discussion? Vote? 6-0 in favor. Anything else, Patty?
Basically, we'll be sending homestead exemptions out here in about probably 2 to 3 weeks, so those will go out to the people, so they'll be going to watch for those in the mail. Personal property is coming out. I don't know if she's sent it yet or not. I don't think she has, has she?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we were stepping for personal property, too. That'll be coming out. So, otherwise, a few items in my office. Terry.
Nothing.
Terry.
I'm good.
Terry, no land sales?
I told him I had a football.
I'm good.
She scared
yeah,
me.
How soon do you change, when there's a transfer of property, how soon do you change it on your records? Because I've had people comment that properties have been selling and they aren't showing up in the assessor's office.
They have to first go through the Register of Deeds office to be filed. So whenever they get recorded with the deeds office, then it takes the deeds probably, they usually get them up to us pretty quickly.
Okay, it's going much slower than that on some properties that I've been told about.
Probably, you know, I don't know that you're really required to file. I mean, you should. But
no, people are filing, taking care of it, doing everything legally, but then it's not showing up in the assessor's office. I'll let you know the properties.
Let me know the properties.
Okay.
Yeah. Because my suspicion is something got skipped between the Register Deeds and my office.
There are more than one, too.
Yeah. Let me know the properties.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It does. The website is taken care of out of Lincoln, so it has to go through. But within 24 to 48 hours, if we've changed it in the computer, that should be updated. But the big thing is it recorded in the Register Deeds.
Okay.
So let me know the properties.
All right. I will.
Because I'm curious, too.
So somebody like Denny calling in and telling you to change it, that doesn't work.
No.
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 Everybody be wanting somebody else's property. We don't even change it like a, you know, a letter or any, I mean, like an initial or anything. And if you want to combine properties, they've got to be deeded the same. So, yeah, no, it's got to be. But like on an improvement on leased land, which is somebody builds a building on somebody else's land. Now, in a situation like that, they just fill out a form in my office and a deed isn't required because somebody owns the land, somebody else owns the building. But any kind of a transfer statement, the lawyer, whoever's involved in it has to file it with the deeds. And then Donna's really good. She usually has them up to me within... Unless there's something with the deed that's wrong that has to go back through the title company to get something corrected or something. So I'd be curious to see which ones you're talking about.
Okay. We have two in our neighborhood.
Dirk?
We were at a meeting this last week, and I was visiting with some people, and I thought I would ask you, do you anticipate ag land sale or ag land values, assessed values, to drop this year? I said a lot of that just comes in that Patty decides it goes higher.
Yeah. I don't know that it will drop. What's going on now is the governor's been doing a lot of talking about different things on the radio. We had a meeting last Friday in Lincoln with the department, and we're going to be looking at the peer group may be looking at some of these ag land sales. To me, they're softening a little bit on sales that you can throw out and sales that you can keep in, and that was never the case before. So what I'm going, now I don't know whether I should, but I'm going to attempt to see what, you know, like I said, if people can give me as much information about a cell as they can, it's only beneficial for them. You know, I'm not out there to, why would I want to raise something if I didn't have to, you know? I just need people to let me know everything about the cell. And, you know, I do have a couple good people that have verified cells. But just to say, I mean, you got to have some good reasoning to go into the state. So, and I do find that, I do find that, and when I, because I'm from the time period where you never threw a cell out. I mean, that was hardly something that you could do years ago. I see things softening and things happening now that are, you know, coming about saying, well, nobody's really challenged this, but maybe, you know, so I've talked to property tax and said, you know, there's some ones in question in my office. I may throw them out and see where it goes to see, because we know that the last half of this year has trended down.
Yes.
But we are still 2 years back, and so that's what we have to look at.
Well, the only comment I want to make is it's more than softening a little bit.
Yep.
The last 6 months, more than just a little bit.
Okay. But okay. I'll clarify that too, Terry. We totally understand that, but the biggest problem I have is I've got 3 years in my...
I understand
how that
works.
That's the biggest problem, and I said that. I've been saying that for the last 3 or 4 years. This is great. I mean, not great, but this is good when your valuations and everything, the commodity prices were great and everything was working. But I don't think it's working now because people are paying too much per acre on taxes compared to what... The prices are.
Unless something drastically changes into next October and that third year comes off in October, the way I understand it, there's only one way for it to go the way I see it.
I know, but I have to have value set by March, and I want to try to get some things. My goal would be to see what we can do before March of this year. Because some of the things that are being proposed are maybe on the income, and all. I don't know if you've been reading about that.
Been reading some of
the thing
of
it is, right. That isn't really proposed until 18 or 19, which isn't going to help now.
And yeah, I understand that too, but that income side of it, I don't know how that would ever work though either. It would be a nightmare.
It's amazing to me the number of people who own land in this county who don't seem to understand we make values based on sales. And we don't just go out there and decide that your land is worth this and your land is worth that. We have a reason on why your land is valued that way. At the meeting here last week, the week before we went, I had two people just chew me out terribly because we're taxing their land based on what they were earning and not on what... You know, so a lot of people just don't understand.
Well, back in that day, too, the income approach was thrown out by the law. And that's where even I was talking to John Cannon, who's the property tax attorney up there. The Constitution has been changed 3 times, yep, is what his comment was, in the way that now I got to dig deeper to understand what he means by that. But it's been changed. You know, state aid formulas, I'm not real sure that... I'll be the first to tell you, I don't understand those completely. But I'm going to try to keep it... This is what I'm planning on doing. Because as a county assessor, I don't have to do anything. The only thing is, then Turk will call me in for a show cause hearing if I'm not in the acceptable range. And that acceptable range is 69 to 75. So, you know... That isn't good for an assessor to do, because you have a job to do, and you should do it the best way you know how. But if I wanted to say, okay, even if it's 65, I'm not going to raise it, you know, then I'm just going to get called in up to the state, and they're probably going to force me to raise it. So to do my own analysis, and that's what we're doing, is to try to see, because the sales that you're talking about and some of the ones that are on the last half of this year won't be in this study period. The ones to October will. But, right, you know,
So if she has her values by March, that almost elongates that 3-year period out even further. I mean, artificially elongates.
But I have to stop my cell study in October.
Mm-hmm.
So October, November, December, and some of those going forward won't be in.
I guess I don't understand that fully. You have to set your rate in March, but supposedly we're going October to October.
Right, but she has until March to come up with the figures of what rate she's going to set.
Okay.
She has to pick a cutoff date to end the sales she's going to use,
really,
and that's October.
8 months of sales or 7 months of sales.
No.
Then.
Yeah.
No, because every year it's from October to October. So
now,
there's still 12 months of sales in each year.
Right.
Okay, and the cutoff date she's using is October 1st to not take any more sales after that to come up with her figure. Then she has until March to come up with the determination of what it will be.
Oh, so October 1st, these sales that have been out there really won't make any difference?
They will be next. They will be counted in next year.
That's what I'm trying to say. The 17 is what I need to try.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about all the time. When this started to slide downward, I wasn't going to be able to come down as quick as it's coming down because of the 2 years prior.
Terry, it's been that way for years, though. It's not something she's changed or whatever.
I'm not saying that, Myron. Yeah. I just thought the sales were evaluated from October to October.
They are.
But we're not counting any of these sales in this valuation part of it then.
And no, they will be in the next year's.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They will get counted in time, but it's...
I know. All right.
They're not in the sales study. And there's an exactly date, and it doesn't go October. I think it's June. I'll give you the sales date.
Okay.
John?
And there's no flexibility in that date whatsoever?
No, not that I'm aware of. That's set
it's
by law.
Be October,
that's
October.
Right on my roster and everything. That's set by law. Now, you know... You want to get me started on some of the bigger counties? I'm not real sure that they don't look at what's trending that way. And I agree. I know what's trending that way. So why would I want to raise something when I know what's going on?
But look at Lancaster County. It's been in the paper. Every 3 years we're going to look at residential. But because of he's come out and made the announcement and they're doing it, but because of the, I call it, increase in housing sales up there, he's going to do it every year here now. He decided to do it every year instead of every third year. So, I mean, yeah. It's,
to say the least, it's been really frustrating because you do something all along that was in the records and the law, and then people come out and all of a sudden we're kind of changing things. And so I'm going to be a little aggressive and say, I'm going to throw some of these out and see what happens. Based on some knowledge that I have, let's see if it's enough to get, you know, 1031s have always been a big topic, you know. But when you're talking a 1031, you also got to look and see, is that way over what somebody has paid around of the same kind of land?
What's a 1031?
1031 is when somebody needs to get rid of cash pretty quickly because maybe Myron can explain.
You have so many, I don't know whether it's a year or two, you have so long to reinvest that money without paying capital gains. So then your new property takes part of that into its a deal. Otherwise,
I just want to make sure everyone else understands it.
But that's, when we were talking, I think, the end of this year we're seeing a quicker drop, and that's where I thought this is going to make this look like things stayed higher for a while, so we aren't really going to recognize this for another year yet on valuations.
Yes, that's what's difficult.
Even though we know what's happening.
Uh-huh. So we really kind of have to look at it, but we really can't use it. That makes sense.
But if you remember back, it was the same way going up.
It was the same way going up.
It lags, lags both ways.
It lagged quite a bit going up. We knew, we had this discussion that the county would be picking up more valuation going forward because of the sales that we were seeing at that time. And we also had the discussion that at some point in time it would start going the other way, and that's what we're seeing now. So it's not just something that's kind of what you'd call the normal. It's something that we've had discussion as a board and with Patty about what has happened and what going forward could be a possibility. So,
and I do think this governor's getting involved with the and doing some things, because he's mentioned some things on the radio and questioning some of the sales things. So maybe that's it, you know. But the problem is there again, we're looking at 18 and 19 and still not 17.
And it takes legislative action to, even though some of those are his proposals, it still takes him and the legislature working together to come up with an outcome.
But if anything we've accomplished, my whole contention the whole time was, please go to Lincoln and start your process of talking to people. And that's where the local level, you know, that's not passing. We just wanted people to go up to the legislature and let them know. And I think a lot of county, I know a lot of my taxpayers have been calling.
Eric?
One quick question. You had a couple protests last year that went up to Turk and Lincoln.
I'm not, they're not on the books yet.
Oh, they are not. I was going to say.
Two that I had, there was two from the year before that I went on. They were parties. Those got set. Those were, we won those. But there's two that are not, I haven't went yet. Sometimes it takes up to a year.
That should be kind of an indicator that you're following state statute and doing your job, whether we like it or not, you're following state statute.
And people need to understand that just because the governor says he wants this, 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 and this, doesn't mean at all that that's what he's going to get.
And it's going to come down to, they need property tax relief, but they need to find a way to increase money to state aid, and that's going to be the difficult part of it. And whatever they do, they've got to find money for state aid from other than property tax.
They have work to do.
If you guys want to come look at my dots on my map, I brought that down last time, and can give me any insight to anything that, you know, they just really need to talk to me and know that I'm not out there to try to raise anything, but to give me information about sales. You know.
Anything else for Patty? If not, we will adjourn equalization at 8:40.